Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's ready. Cameras.
Clear.
Figurants.
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Good evening. You're now listening to the first episode of the 5th season from Action Frames. I am Fino, the new producer. Tonight, we will bring you a marvelous film, The Grand Budapest Hotel. You can tell from the fair-sounding music. Together with Clement and Trista, two new anchors whom you might familiar with from the last season, also with 8 lovely new journalists, can't wait to see them. This semester, we add a new film review section called Storyboard and change double feature into Info Express, Rumble Time into TikTok Talk. Name has been changed, but quality has remained. Hope you enjoy tonight, and let's begin your journey with Wes Anderson.
Hey guys, welcome to our new Info Express. I'm Gabriella.
And I'm Sean.
We're here to bring you the most fashion movie news.
The first we need to focus is the upcoming movie, Interstellar.
Wow, it really sounds like an exciting science fiction one, isn't it?
Actually it is, but it's only a small part. Christopher Nolan, you know, who directed the famous Inception, doesn't just want to tell a note-borrowing story about Earth destroyed, civilians flee, people overcoming difficulties. Good over evil, an audience get out of the cinema saying, there were no surprises out there. And that is exactly what I often experience.
Alright, maybe you've seen the bad part and accidentally missed the good part. Anyway, we hope Interstellar is not that kind of film. Starring Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, and Michael Caine. The film features a team of space travelers who travel through a wormhole in search of a new habitable planet. In the film, Christopher Nolan created lots of scenes to express the feelings between the leading role Cooper and his daughter. For him, human's destiny is controlled by what he can achieve and whether he could succeed or not. He is the key man of the whole generation.
And for her daughter, accept the glory mission, meaning he may never see her again. So he's facing a difficult choice, love or leave. After all, he's going to explore the unknown space, and he may never come back.
Yeah, that really makes me sad. I don't want to spoil too much. Let's see a group of brief news, so...
According to Marvel Comics, there will be over 3,000 special effects shots using the upcoming Avengers. Age of Ultron, and this will create a new record on the Marvel's movie history.
Quicksilver, a popular character in X-Men Days of Future Past, played by Evan Peters, was revealed his return in X-Men Apocalypse. That's really what I often say, Marvel always gives you incredible surprises.
Fox on very big adaptation plans for two very different properties recently. They are all Will Smith's works, which is Hitch and Frankenstein.
Okay, that's all the news we've bring you this time. But keep listening, because Storyboard is just around the corner. See you next time.
Have a good day, see ya.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear audience. I'm Clement. Here comes a new part of Action Frames named Storyboard. Fortunately, this is our first time to report such a chapter. And as for you guys, you've got a terrific time to listen, for nobody has done it before. Firstly, I gotta send my gratitude and benediction to you all. Now let's turn to the main topic. This week, we shall talk about an American film called The Grand Budapest Hotel, of which the protagonist is Ralph Fiennes, who once played an important role in Schindler's List. This film, directed by Wes Anderson, is a sort of success on account of its plot of adventure, epitasis, and suspense.
Am I to understand you've surreptitiously hired this young man in the position of a lobby boy?
He's been engaged for a trial period. pending your approval, of course.
Perhaps, yes. Thank you, Mr. Mercer.
You're most welcome, Monsieur Gustave.
You're now going to be officially interviewed.
Should I go and light the candle first, sir?
What? No.
The film tells a story about a lobby boy in a European hotel named the Grand Budapest, who later became the owner of it. A young writer encounters this lobby boy, Zero Mustafa, who tells him the tale of how he took ownership of the hotel and why he's unwilling to close it down. His legendary series of A Thief with a Renaissance painting, a battle for the wealth of a family, as well as an eruption of the war that changes the whole Europe. This is an amazing film. At the beginning, the smell of Europa was coming fast and filled up the film. The old filmmaking approach that may be forgotten was shining again. It had us seize the classic European culture, which fed because of war. The film showed the reality and love of humanity buried underneath war and racialism. What is more ingenious out of the preceding part was taken out on the approach of light comedy, and in the final end, we just can comprehend the sorrow and pain that brought by racialism.
How may we serve you, gentlemen?
Inspector Henkel.
By order of the Commissioner of Police of Broca Province, I hereby place you under arrest for the murder of Madame Celine Villeneuve de Golf and Taxis.
I knew there was something fishy. We never got the cause of death. She's been murdered. And you think I did it.
Hey!
Stop!
When firstly watching this film, we may think that this is just a film about comedies amongst persons in a hotel. After finishing watching, however, we may get what the author wanted to tell us. When a civil generation die off on account of war, crazy racialism almost killed humanity, and the Grand Budapest Hotel actually represent the little rest of it. But when there hung around flats of Nazi, a little light was declared to be obliterated, and in the meanwhile, the generation was destroyed. In the film, the family of Miss D represented people whose conscience vanished during the war, and the killer was also a killer for humanity. The witness, his sister, and the lawyer represented all ordinary persons that suffered from the vicious power. And the leading character actually represented one of the people who still remained their conscious. Regardless of the fact that he was an opportunist in many aspects, he was the winner of the war as well, for he fought against a military soldier when knowing that he might have been shot. Only when he died could we see that noble temperament was totally killed by vicious power.
You can't arrest him simply because he's a bloody immigrant.
Oh, take your hands off my lobby boy!
What an extraordinary fairy tale it is. Wes Anderson just gave us a terrific beauty of dream and reality. The delicate lens took us into the dreamy tragedy of war. The later brought us back to our reality to think about the connection and ourselves and plots in the film. Not only humor did it involve, but also the demonstrate of humanity and love. Accordingly, it is a film worth watching. And after watching, you may have the same feeling as mine. Thanks for listening. Next is Flashback. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
This is Flashback. Today we're going to reproduce the lines and emotion in the movie The Grand Budapest Hotel. Please enjoy.
Clip 1. There's really no point in doing anything in life, because it's all over in the blink of an eye. And the next thing you know, rigor mortis set in. Oh, how the good die young. With any luck, she's left a few clue bags for your old friend. But one never knows until the ink is dry on the death certificate. She was dynamic in his act, by the way.
She was 84, Monsieur Gustave.
I've had older. When you're young, it's all feet at stake, but as the years go by, you have to move on to the cheap cuts. Which is fine with me, because I like those. More flavorful, or so they say. Why are we stopping at the barley field?
Clip 2.
My esteemed friend, who comforted me in my later years and brought sunshine into the life of an old woman who thought that she would never be happy again. Monsieur Gustav H. I bequeath this door and device, free of all taxation and with full and absolutely fiduciary entitlements, being known as Boy with Apple.
Wow.
By Johannes van Hotel.
I can't believe it.
The younger.
What?
Which gave us both so much pleasure.
The Voital? Taxi free? Can't you do that?
Who's Gustav H?
I'm afraid it's me, darling.
That fucking faggot! He's a concierge. What are you doing here?
I've come to pay my respect to a great woman whom I loved.
This man is an intruder in my home.
It's not yours yet, Dimitri. Only when probate is granted and a deed of entitlement.
You're not getting booed up, you goddamn little fruit.
How's that supposed to make me feel?
Call the police. We're pressing charges. This criminal has plagued my family for nearly 20 years. He's a ruthless adventurer and a con artist who preys on mentally feeble, sick old ladies, and he probably fucks them too.
I go to bed with all my friends.
Where's Celine?
What? She's dead. We're in her will.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
If I ever learn you ever once laid a finger on my mother's body, leave her dead, I swear to God, I'll cut you through. You hear me?
I thought I was supposed to be a fucking faggot.
You are, but you're bisexual.
Let's change the subject. I'm leaving.
Clip 3.
You sick, pathetic creep. I hate you. If this to be me end, farewell. Cry the wounded. Piper boy. Wildest the muskets cracked. And the yeoman roared, horror. And the ramparts fell. Methinks me, briefs me, last me, fears. Said he.
Oh!
Holy shit, you got him. Well done, Zero.
Gustav H., you are a fugitive from the justice. Surrender lawfully, and I will personally vouchsafe your fair treatment. Do not attempt to flee.
What do you think?
I don't know if I'd rather jump off this cliff right now than go back to the fucking prison.
I say we steal that sick money and spoil the bike. Go fetch Agatha and take my boy with the apple and the hat for the Marcus Reviver, once and for all.
Very good, you're so extraordinary, Zero. Thank you. A moment of silence in memoriam of the devoted servant killed violently during the conduct of his duties.
Goodbye, Serge.
Okay, let's go.
Clip 4.
I find this black uniform's very drab. Well, hello there, chaps. We're just talking about you.
Documents, please.
With pleasure, as always. You're the first of the official death squad to whom we've been formally introduced. How do you do? Close Jean, am I right? Ew, that's a migratory visa with stage 3 worker status, darling. Read this.
Come outside.
No, stay there. I give you my word. If I lay a finger on this man, I'll see you dishonorably discharged, locked up in his dockade, and hanged by sundown.
There are still faint glimmers of civilization left in this barbarous slaughterhouse that was once known as humanity.
You filthy goddamn pockmarked fascist assholes!
He was one of them. What more is it to say?
What happened in the end?
In the end, they shot him. So it all went away.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear audience. So nice to see you again, this master. This is Action English. I'm Trista.
And I'm Phil. Guess you had missed us this summer holiday crazily.
For tonight, we're going to share the lines from the movie, The Grand Budapest Hotel,
which has glorious picturesque scenes, rich connotation, and, for no doubt, authentic and beautiful sentences.
Now, let's get started for tonight. 让我们来听听今天的来自布达佩斯大饭店的第一段原声。
It is an extremely common mistake. People think the writer's imagination is always at work, that he's constantly inventing an endless supply of incidents and episodes, that he simply dreams up his stories out of thin air.
That he simply dreams up his stories out of thin air. 在电影的开始，剧中的 author 说道，人们总是会犯一个常见的错误，那就是以为作者的故事能凭空出现。 Out of thin air 按照字面意思来看，就是从稀薄的空气中，那么就不难理解出它是凭空无中生有的意思了。举个例子，
Credit of course will not produce out of thin air，
信用当然不会凭空产生，另外它还有凭空出现的意思。再来听下一句原声。
Effort, during which time several of our members will have been violently executed.
You hit the nail on the head, Mr. Gustav. We got fake documents, second-hand street clothes.
You hit the nail on the head, Mr. Gustav. 这里是四个监狱小伙伴们和 Mr. Gustav 商量越狱的事情时， Mr. Gustav 一下子说出他们面临的最大问题，打算怎么穿透这个25英寸的花岗岩加固砌成的下水道。小伙伴头头说了这样一句话，你真是一针见血， Gustav 先生。千万别害怕， hit the nail on the head 不是恐怖片中的坏人把钉子敲进别人头里的恐怖镜头，这里的 head 是指 nail 的顶部，可不是脑袋，尽管也会见血，但意思就大不一样了。这条短语来源于人们的日常生活实践，锤钉子当然要刚好锤在钉头正中，这样用的力量才恰到好处，如果歪到一边就不能算是成功。同样，平时我们说话做事也应该做到一语中的，说的中肯恰当。举个例子，
As a very experienced debater, he always can hit the right nail on the head of the mistakes in his opponent's arguments. 作为一名很有经验的辩论者，他总能一针见血地指出对方论证中的谬误。然后让我们听听 Dmitry 在警告律师 Wilmot 时是怎么说的。
Yeah, a provision for my fees was included in the...
Just wrap it up and don't make waves. Agreed?
Just wrap it up and don't make waves, agree? 他暴躁地说，够了，别再制造麻烦了，好吗？这短短的一句话里就有两个用法十分地道的短语。Wrap it up, 不仅有我们熟知的包起来、收拾东西的意思，还能表达住口、安静点。Make waves, 听起来就很形象。这个短语据说来源于美国的一个笑话。某人死后去了地狱，有次让他选择受刑的地方，那些传来惨叫声和痛苦声的大门他都不敢进去，最后他选择了门后传来阵阵平和的歌声的一个刑场。他走进去之后才发觉，那些受刑的鬼魂原来都站在一个伸及下巴的粪池里，小心翼翼地在唱 Don't make waves, don't make waves。 在这样的环境里掀起波浪当然不是闹着玩，现在人们就用 make waves 来表示兴风作浪、制造纠纷、扰乱现状、引起轩然大波的意思。它的同义短语还有 raise the devil， 让我们再来熟悉一下它的用法。
Whatever you do, don't make waves， 你干什么都行，可别兴风作浪惹麻烦。接下来我们听一听 Mr. Gustav 在越狱之后向朋友求助时是如何说的吧。
Well, through a sewer as it happensExactly. Listen, Ivan, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're in a bit of a bind. This is an official request.
Listen, Ivan, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we are in a bit of bind. Mr. Gustav 被冤入狱，经过一番辛苦越狱，需要摆脱追捕并证明清白。他是这样形容他们现在所处的艰难环境的。In a bit of bind 这个短语的意思就是处于困境。造个句子了解一下。
Their refusal to sign the contract has put us in a bit of a bind. 他们拒绝签约，从而使我们的处境有些困难。还可以这样说， I'm kind of in a bind financially， 我在经济上陷入了困境。所以原文的意思是，听着 Ivan， 我很抱歉打断你，但我们现在有困难。 现在让我们来听今天的最后一句原声。
Oh, third class. It was overbooked. But the conductor used to be a sommelier at the old Versailles. He pulled some strings. You'll need these for the dining car.
He pulled some strings. 这有个语境，前来帮助 Mr. Gustav 和 Zero 的老朋友，在火车票全都被订光的情况下，给他们弄到了两张票。因为售票员曾在老凡尔赛做过针灸服务员。这句话就可以翻译成他帮忙疏通了一下。Pull strings 看起来就是牵牵线，原意是线，引申出来就是人与人之间的关系脉络，所以他的意思就是拉关系。来看个例句。
I hear there's an opening in your company and I would like to fill it, but will you pull some strings for me? 听说你公司有个空位，我很想去试一试，但你能先为我牵线搭桥吗？ OK, it's time to review the expressions.
The first one, out of thin air, 意思是凭空无中生有。
Wrap it up, 住口。
And the next, make waves, 兴风作浪。
In a bit of bind, 处于困境。
Pull some strings, 意思是牵线搭桥。
Hit the nail on the head, 一语中的。
Well, it's time to say goodbye.It will be great pleasure for me if you pick something up from here and use it in your daily talking.
Thanks for listening. Following is close up. Stay tuned.
See you next Thursday.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time.This is Action Frames.
Hello everyone. Welcome to this week's close-up on a bittersweet comedy, The Grand Budapest Hotel. I'm Becky, and here with us is Chloe.
Thank you. An interesting fact, a good actor can always distinctively fit himself into many different characters.Yet still let them share some same subtle quality. He must curb his own personality into many shapes in order to be convincing. However, the actor's aura is always with him.
That sounds complicated.
Who would you think of when I say Ralph Fiennes?
Oh, there's a lot for sure. I got Eamon Goth in Schindler's List, Lord Voldemort in the Harry Potter series,The contractor team leader in the Hurt's Locker, Hades in both Clash and Wrath of the Titans, and of course, Monsieur Gustav H. in the Grand Budapest Hotel. He's so talented.
That's right. Here I take Lord Voldemort for example. J.K. Rowling's novel describes You-Know-Who as the most evil wizard for hundreds and hundreds of years. Incredibly power-hungry, wretched,And Ralph managed to make the pale, thin, and cold-blooded role a real Dark Lord. Compared to Voldemort, Ralph's much more sensitive role in the Grand Budapest Hotel, Monsieur Gustav H., is a considerate caretaker of a great hotel. Nothing in his behavior could be linked with the most dangerous wizard in the history of the novel.
I think I can see where you're going now. So although these two characters are so different from each other at the first sight, I can still feel a noble, gentleman-like sense on both of them. And that's the real Ralph Fiennes part in all his roles, isn't it?
Absolutely. As an actor first known for his outstanding performances in Shakespeare interpreting, Ralph Fiennes has the nature of England, Monsieur.Even when playing the role of Lord Voldemort, we can still see a sense of royalty in his acting.
Thank you, Chloe. Now, let's take our close-up at Ralph's performance in the Grand Budapest Hotel. In this movie, as we mentioned before, he played a considerate, devoted, and outstanding concierge, Monsieur Gustav H. In the whole story, Ralph formed his character with carefully deducted manner.From his true grief over both his friend Madame D and his enemy Assassinate's death,
to his paranoid desire for lac de panache. From how perfectly mild and gentle he treated his guest, to his strong insistence on humanity when twice he was facing armed soldiers. Ralph used his natural gift of being a gentleman to present a genuine concern work out of the 19th century and onto the big screen. His fluently spoken French, together with the little mustache, has also made his role very attractive to many ladies, according to a survey. In a word, on some level, Mr. Gustav H. is a kind of reflection of Ralph Fiennes himself.
Okay, I can see our clock is ticking now. So that's all for the close-up on Ralph Fiennes in the Grand Budapest Hotel as Monsieur Gustav H. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Becky. Next part is TikTok Talk. Don't go away.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi there, this is your beloved host, Fino. After a hot and spicy summer vacation, we're back in town again with fresh blood and upgraded TikTok Talk.
Hello, fellas, I'm your cynic. It's so good to be here presenting our brand new program.
So am I. By the way, it's Beyond Broadcasting together with Fino and Cynic. Hope you all have fun listening tonight.
So today we're going to talk about...
We're going to talk about...
The Grand Budapest Hotel. Yep, so Rockets, as a start, let's do a simple test about your knowledge base of all films. What do you know about this acclaimed comedy?
I'll go first. It's the latest work of Wes Anderson, a young director well known for his distinguished lens language and poetic frames. I bet you two must have watched his works before, right?
Of course.
Absolutely, I love his Moonrise Kingdom and a fantastic Mr. Fox, perfect fairy tales told for adults.
And Wes really has his style, since all his films get the elements of black humor, vintage, the comic visual style.
Yes, and especially the application of the colors. It got a sense of oil painting, so impulsive, so free.
Right on, it's beyond description how beautiful his films can be. The precise use of color, the strong sense of form, the artistic conception, each single frame captured can directly be used as your wallpaper.
Well, I agree with the black humor
part. Okay, so do you remember the scene in the museum that the attorney was murdered in the storage room by the cold-blood killer?
Oh, of course I remember that.
Yeah, well, the poor attorney's finger was cut off by the door, and it reminds me of the scene in the Moonrise Kingdom that a little girl stabbed the ear stuff into her ears. The two scenes are so similar to each other.
Yes, they are so much alike and all illustrated the repulsive addition of Wes. He really gets a unique and heavy taste for humor.
Okay, let's stop it here. You're turning our program to some kind of commendation for Wes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So what about you, Vion?
Me? Well, I would probably say something about the film itself. I'd say Mr. Gustav, played by Ralph Fiennes, impressed me a lot. I mean, think about this. Can you relate this elegant, well-mannered, disciplined concierge, this beloved gentleman with beautiful accent to the arch-villain Voldemort in the series Harry Potter?
Certainly not. He's truly a charming character, Gustav. The faint glimmers of civilization left in the barbaric slaughterhouse that was once known as humanity, as said in the film.
And Ralph is a great actor as well. I've been adoring him ever since The English Patient. He was so handsome at the time in the film. He was so romantic and tender.
Yeah, just one glance at his sculpted face, sharp nose, and deep blue eyes. I feel like I am drowning.
You know what? My heart broke when he chose to protect his lobby boy and Agatha from the fascists at the cost of his own life.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Spoiler alert, fellas.
Yeah, sorry, guys. With my sincere apologies.
To bring us back to our original subject, I find it interesting that though this film is classified as comedy, it doesn't have a happy ending, at least not in the conventional way, right?
You got the point. Normally there's no absolute happiness or sorrow in Wes movies. Even when the characters are acting funny, you can still feel strong arrow of isolation. It's kind of twisting, but also very enchanting meanwhile.
Yeah, this explains why they say Wes movies are made for adults, right? They might be filmed in a fairy tale way, nonetheless, there are always some hidden heavy and realistic stuff behind the fairy, something closely connected to the core.
just like the background of story. The Grand Budapest Hotel is set in the turbulent time between two world wars. It can be regarded as a flashback of the decadent old Europe, a dreamlike adventure guided by Wes Anderson.
Just as the lobby boy said, Gustav was just sustaining the illusion of Venice world with his marvelous grace.
I do agree with that since Wes was such a huge fan of the great Stefan Zweig, who's really good at portraying the vanished lifestyle of the gentry in his books. I bet Wes is trying to present us with the vintage Europe in his own way through the camera.
And another thing fascinating is that the characters in the film are so firmly convinced that they can get the dreams achieved just with their perseverance, no matter how absurd the dream is.
Just like Gustav, Prison Break was in the help from the fellas, the lobby boy's easy inheritance of the Grand Budapest Hotel, his falling in love with Agatha, and Gustav's strange appetite for women. All of the settings are just seem too good to be true.
Maybe Wes is born with a sense of absurd.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just tried to demonstrate us the dreams and expectations of those who are disturbed by the trivial matters in an absurd way.
Yeah, he did show us the confusions of different people in the different periods.
All right. So much for this topic. Why not discuss about the dazzling cast? It's much more encouraging. Jude Law, Tilda Swinton, Audrey Brody, so on. And not to mention our leading actor, Ralph Fiennes.
I love that. She's beautiful like a fairy, everyone dressed as a maid.
Fashion to Adrian. He's been my role model ever since the pianist.
Wait, man. I distinctly remember the last time I saw him.
Wait. Like, did you just say saw him? What do you mean, a real person?
Yes, on the red carpet of Beijing International Film Festival.
Oh, my dear God. How I wish I were you at that time.
Not to mention how awesome he was that day. He kept making funny face and throw kisses to the audience, and I even shook hands with him.
Wow, give me your hands, I shall never return them back to you.
Yeah, here. I like Jude Law the most, actually. Don't you think he's more good looking when he's wearing glasses?
True, but I still miss the old him back to the days when his hairline hasn't withdrew so seriously.
It's such a pity. Is it possible that Wes has a uniform obsession? Look at the exquisite costume designing.
Or maybe he's a Virgo.
He's Taurus, actually.
I really hate to cut you in, but it's time to say goodbye now.
Oh no, it can't be so fast.
We haven't talked yet to the fall, right?
There will be ample time ahead. The next section is gramophone. Please stay tuned. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear friends. You're listening to Gramophone, and thank you for your attendance. I am Charles, and today we're going to introduce the original soundtracks of the Grand Budapest Hotel. The Grand Budapest Hotel is a comedy film inspired by the famous writer Stefan Zweig and written and directed by Wes Anderson. It tells the story of the adventures of Gustav H., a legendary concierge at a famous hotel from the fictional Republic of Zubrowka between the First and the Second World Wars, and Zero Mustafa, the lobby boy who becomes his most trusted friend. Although the movie was defined as a comedy, it is not amusing for its storyline. The rise and decline of the hotel allow us to take a glimpse at the fine arts as well as the historical affairs of the times. The background melodies from this movie are all perfectly matched with the ages. Most of them are light music, and some of them are remaining the same theme. Most of the music of the movie was composed by Alexandre Desplat, a French composer who was famous for many movies such as The Girl with a Pearl Earring, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Canto at Gabelmeister's Peak is the theme song of the whole movie. Many other songs in the movie share the same melody with it, but make slightly difference by playing with various music instruments. It officially shows up when Mr. Gustav and Zero was at the observatory on the summit, trying to run away. The music annotates the tensed situation of that moment, as well as emerges the strong desire of freedom. The chorus added to the music enables the whole affair seems epic. The New Lobby Boy is a song recorded in the original soundtracks. It is the background music when Teenage Zero first showed up in the movie and when Mr. Gustav was interviewing him. The style of the music is relaxing and amusing, adding more comedy element to the scene. A Prayer for Madame D is also a song recorded in the original soundtracks. It is played after Madame D was died, when Mr. Gustav and Zero was recalling her. Though Madame D was not the heroine of the movie, she still plays an important role of the story. All the splendid parts of the movie, such as the fight over the painting, the prison break, and the events that happened while they were on the run, was all caused by Madame D's death. While they were recalling, they spoke of many interesting facts about Madame D, which makes the character more vivid. The Grand Budapest Hotel is an outstanding literary comedy. I hope you all enjoy this movie and the music. That's the end of Gramophone, and thank you for your company. See you next Thursday at Action Frames from Radio CUC English.
Cast for today. Producer:
Hua Ainong, Fino.
Anchor:
Xie Hongzhou, Clement.
Zhang Ran, Trista.
Journalist:
Chang Shiwen, Gabriella.
Chen Buli, Charles.
Guo Song, Phil.
Lao Yiqing, Chloe.
Luo Yi, Cynic.
Wang Siyuan, Vicky.
Xiong Haoyang, Sean.
Zhong Weiyang, Leon.